Text 5, Chapter 5. Tax from Scratch. A new report lays out a blueprint for the ideal tax system. Death, taxes, and childbirth. There's never any convenient time for any of them, wrote Margaret Mitchell in Gone with the Wind. There may also be no convenient time for radical tax reform, but the global recession, which reduced tax receipts, even as it's forced governments to spend unprecedented amounts to prop up their economies, has left government budgets across the rich world in tatters. Many countries will have to make some changes to their tax systems as a result. A group of economists headed by Sir James Mirrlis, a Nobel Prize-winning founder of the modern theory of optimal taxation, this week urged governments to do more than tinker at the margins. The economists acknowledge that taxation always imposes economic costs, both because money is needed to collect taxes and because it distorts people's consumption and work choices. But in a review of Britain's tax system from the Institute of Fiscal Studies, a think tank, which was released on November 10th, they argue that most governments could find a way to raise the amount of money they need from the tax system while imposing much lower costs than they currently do. The economists propose a tax system with three main features. It would be progressive, that is, it would place a larger burden on rich people. It would not discriminate between income earned in different ways. And it would be simple. Such ideals are not new, of course, but Sir James and his colleagues contrast them with Britain's current system, which they describe as being marked by a jumble of tax rates, a lack of coherent vision of the tax base, and arbitrary discrimination across the different types of economic activities. Other rich world countries also fall short. Most income tax systems are already progressive, and who could disagree with a simpler system? The challenge lies in reconciling these principles. In practice, progressivity has tended to imply more than one rate of tax, for instance, which is necessarily less simple than a flat tax rate. The Mirrlis review has some useful ideas on how to square the circle. Indeed, perhaps its biggest message is that thinking holistically about the tax system helps resolve some of these conflicts. It is the system as a whole that needs to be progressive, not every single tax. The economists also worry that many tax systems, including Britain's, do not provide enough incentives for people to work. Here, they recommend a departure from simplicity, urging governments to use the tax system to target incentives to those who will be most responsive. This might involve making tax rates conditional on certain demographic features such as age. Mothers of school-age children, for instance, could be urged back into the workforce by changing the way child tax credits are structured, making them more generous when the child is younger than 5 and less generous afterwards. The author reckons that this change could increase employment in Britain by 52,000 or 0.2%. Similarly, using the tax system to give those nearing retirement age a bigger incentive to keep working could increase employment. The report also argues that the cost of generating income should not be taxed. This has some interesting implications, since foregoing consumption in order to save money can be thought of as the cost of future income. The report suggests that the normal or risk-free return on savings should not be taxed, but that returns above this amount should be taxed exactly like other income. More generally, the report says tax systems should not differentiate between income earned in different ways, between working for someone else, say, and self-employment. But will it happen? The economists are well aware of the enormous political difficulty such reforms would face, but they argue that elements of the optimal tax system already exist in some countries. The report advocates a corporate tax deduction equal to a fraction of a firm's outstanding equity, which is designed to remove the bias toward debt finance when interest is deductible. Even if few governments are likely to undertake wide-ranging reform of the type the group advocates, having an idea of what a better tax system might look like is no bad thing.